Hello and welcome to this special episode of This Month in Alberta Wrestling here on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. This episode is sponsored by the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network t-shirt store. Visit www.whatamaneuver.net/Edmonton-SPN for all the latest styles, colors, and fittings of some of the greatest t-shirts you'll ever get to see. I am Mike the Ref, Senior Engineer here at the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. We're going to get to the episode of Primal Instinct covering the Canadian Wrestling Coalition in just a moment. But prior to the show, the legend T. James Logan had a chance to sit down with one of the principal owners of the CWC, a man known as Mr. Featherstone. He got a chance to sit down and talk about what the CWC is all about, its history, and what he's looking forward to into the future, with taking the company into new places, new areas, new thoughts. But let's take it to the interview with T. James Logan and Mr. Featherstone, followed by This Month in the CWC from the Primal Instinct show at the Abbey Center in Black Falls, here on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
Hey fans, welcome to a special edition of Edmonton Sports Podcast Network Presents. We are looking at a new company today, the Canadian Wrestling Coalition. I have a chance to talk to Mr. Featherstone, the owner of CWC. First of all, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you very much for having me there, Tom.
Now, first of all, tell us a little bit, how did CWC come together?
CWC originally was the baby company from the XWE. In October, November of 2015, we switched over to the Canadian Wrestling Coalition under new management when I myself took full ownership. And from there, we've been going through Central Alberta and tearing it up ever since.
Now, you've actually, in a very short time, have gathered a rather loyal audience. What sets you apart? What makes CWC something people want to see?
I think it has to do a lot with our base. I mean, we're a Central Alberta born and bred company, and that's who our fans are. We're people who we've worked together, grown up with, and they've been able to attach themselves to us. They feel that this is their hometown. It's kind of like when ECW came out, this was their product. ECW was Philly. That's what it was. It was the ballroom. CWC, we're the Black Falls Abbey Center. We're the Sylvan Lake Community Center. We're Red Deer. CWC is Central Alberta.
Now, how did you go about bringing the wrestlers that are on your current roster together? How did you find these guys, and what was the story there?
Story, again, just from years back, guys I'd worked with previously and who had come from XWE. There were some new faces when CWC came around, guys that we had worked under and tutelaged with us. And it's just been growing ever since. Again, working with people from PWA, Monster Pro, and other companies that they see us growing, and they want to get on top of that as well.
Now, as the company has started, did you find it particularly hard to get the ball rolling here in Central Alberta? But as far as I see, you're running regular shows.
At first, it always is hard, again, getting your name out there, again, in new market, new product, just trying to figure out the little things of running a company, like how do you grow your audience? How do you promote? How do you do this? How do you do that? Really, it's just been we figure out show by show.
And what have you found has been the key to your success? Obviously, your growth seems to be ongoing.
Well, it's definitely been exponential and mercurial. When we talk about growth, it's that we get on the ground level. Like, we have our guys that hustle their asses off, I won't lie. There's a lot of our guys that are selling tickets, and they are pushing the product, and they truly believe in the CWC. This is what they were born to do. This is what they were bred to do. This is what they want to make their life.
Well, one thing that I find very interesting, too, and a good sign of growth, is you've gone from not just using your own home-based talent, but also bringing in some independent wrestlers from other companies coming in and doing shows. It's always a sign of growth within the company. Is this a program you are going to continue with?
I would like to. I mean, I do love our base group of guys. These are guys who I trust, who I love being around. But again, you got to expand your product, and you got to expand who you bring out. I mean, the main thing is keeping a locker room that is cohesive and works well together, because if you don't work in our locker room, you can't work in our show, because it's very much a family, and we need to be able to work and trust each other.
Now, you are Central Alberta based. Do you have aspirations down the road of expanding any?
I don't think so. Again, I don't want to encroach in other people's territory. It would be very disrespectful and to go to, say, Edmonton, Calgary with Monster Pro, PWA, RCW, and other companies. We just want to carve out our own little niche away from each other and just work with other companies. I just want to be the baby in the middle if I can.
Now, will you be selling tapes? Will you be, is there products that you guys will be getting into that fans who find you or hear of you can invest in?
We're working down the line on that. Again, merchandising is always a thing. It's always just a cost versus reward benefit. But so we do have our merchandise at our shows. And again, down the road, we could be looking into video.
Now, I guess the last thing I want to ask you is, if I'm the casual fan and I don't know wrestling very much, maybe I've seen a bit of it on TV, I see you advertise somewhere, I put down my money, what is it that CWC offers?
We want to bring the whole experience. I mean, we spend a lot of money to try to make our production values worth it, from our barricades to our ring to our stage, our setup. Like, this is a big show feel. Sure, we're coming into the smaller venues in Black Falls, Sylvan Lake, Red Deer, but this is a big show feel in the small venue. We're bringing the big show feel to Central Alberta.
And the amount of athleticism that you guys are displaying, do you feel that you contribute a lot to wrestling itself?
The athleticism in general, or it has to. Well, I mean, there's two sides to that. Again, you can't have a great wrestling match or show without a story. Again, you can have a book about tornado sharks and lava lantulas and zombies, but if you don't have a decent story to back that up, you can have all the moves in the world, but it really won't mean anything without that story. Again, the athleticism does play into it because people in the audience want to see people do things that they can't. They want to see the springboards, they want to see the flips, they want to see people hoisting men above their heads. They want to see that. So, I mean, athleticism is a part, but it's not the only part.
And last question here is, where can people get a hold of you if people are interested in having CWC come to their town in Central Alberta, or just contact you for any sort of thing? Is there information?
Again, they can go to www.cwcwrestling.ca, or you can reach us on Facebook at the Canadian Wrestling Coalition, or even my personal number, 403-597-2484.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Mr. Featherstone, for your time, and we'll enjoy watching tonight's show, and we'll hopefully talk to you in the near future. Hey fans, welcome to This Month in the CWC. I'm your host, the legend T. James Logan, and I have my co-host, Commissioner Bob Gordon. Commissioner, we have another exciting card.
Absolutely, we do. Another chance to be at the Abbey Center. This is just a fantastic venue for us. We're looking forward to it. Really, really excited.
Well, you know what? Why don't we go over tonight's card? And first of all, I know one of the big advertisements was a battle royal featuring not only some of the CWC regulars, but I also noticed a couple guys that I've seen in other companies.
Absolutely, absolutely. Some mainstays, including Primetime Xander Price, the CWC resident Cheetah Bear, Jude Dawkins, but we've also reached out and tapped into, say, the East Coast Luchador, Frenetico, or even the Prodigal Son, Scott Justice. So really got ourselves a good variety of the best talent that we can tap into.
Now, fans backstage here at CWC got a chance to talk to Primetime Xander Price. Well, Primetime, this is my first time meeting you, and tonight I will be seeing you wrestle. What am I going to expect out there tonight?
You know, when people hear Primetime Xander Price and they hear the word Primetime, they better be expecting the greatest ever to put on a show for them.
Now, would we say that you were a very sportsmanlike fella? Are we going to see lots of handshakes and lots of fair play out there?
You're going to see none of that from me. I'm here to win, and I'm here to do anything I have to do. I don't care who I wrestle. I don't care what happens out there. I'm coming out on top. Always will, always have.
Now, do you have aspirations, obviously, for the CWC title in the future?
Honestly, I'm being shafted by the brass here at CWC. I should be the champion already. Everybody knows it. I just keep getting put down the ladder, and it's about time that something's done about it.
Now, tonight, you may gain an opportunity because you are going to be fighting in a battle royal that I believe determines a challenger later on for the CWC champion. There's some big names out there. How do you see your chances?
There is no may have a chance at number one contendership. I know I'm going to win, and everybody else knows I'm going to win because I'm that damn good.
Well, fans, that's Primetime Xander Price. Good luck in tonight's matches, and you may be talking to the next number one contender.
I don't need luck, but thank you for having me.
Fans backstage here at CWC, sitting with Jude Dawkins. Jude, tonight you are trying to win that battle royal and get that number one contention shot.
That's right. I'm trying to go in there. I'm here to take out Dylan Stone first and foremost. Then, once the ring is all clear, I've got that shot at his boy toy, Sean Martins. That's what I'm here for.
Now, obviously, there's not a lot of love between you and Dylan Stone or even Sean Martins.
That's true. You know, and if I'm being totally honest, me and Jack Pride have a little thing going on, too. But, you know, if I give him a knee to the face, we'll be cool again. Yeah.
All right, well, you know what? There are some heavy hitters in tonight's Battle Royal. Not only the CWC upper echelon, but there's also some very big names they brought in from other companies. Are you at least concerned about some of these other guys?
Concerned? No. Excited? Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to see some new faces around there, some new faces to get broken by my beautiful, beautiful niece.
Well, folks, there you have it. A very determined, very straightforward Jude Dawkins. Hey, fans, backstage here at CWC, sitting here with former CWC champion Jack Pride. Jack, tonight there is a battle royal out there. You're in it. You may have a chance to be that number one contender, although some people say you should be the number one contender anyways for the belt.
I'm going to go out there. You know, I'm going to give it my best. I'm going to put on a good show for the fans. Everybody knows how good I am. I don't want to sound cocky or anything, but I am a former champion, so I should be in the front running. So if I don't win, be sure that I make my mark tonight.
Now, when you lost the belt, explain to the fans the circumstances behind that.
When I lost the title, it was me against Sean Martins, supposed to be a one-on-one match. But Dylan Stone couldn't keep his nose out of my business, interfered, got hit with an illegal item, went down for the three. They stole my title.
And does it make you more mad at Sean, or does it make you more mad at Dylan?
I'm definitely more upset with Stone over it because he's had his nose in my business from day one. We had a contract-for-contract ladder match over it the month after I lost my title. And again, due to nefarious means, Dylan Stone won, and right now I am his slave via my contract.
Yet your fans still seem to back you. You still have a fan base who's hoping that you'll be able to rise above this. Do you feel you're going to be stuck? How long are you indentured to Stone anyways?
I'm indentured to him as long as it takes me to figure out how to get out of this. And I am working my hardest to find loopholes, to find some way out of this. But until then, I'm glad my fans are here sticking with me. They know I don't want to do the things that they're making me do. They're making me cheat. They're pulling the wool over my eyes every chance they get because they know a Jack Pride that isn't indentured to Dylan Stone would run all over Dylan Stone, would take back his CWC championship and rule this company.
Now, one thing I got to ask is, if you win this number one contention, does it change? Like, I mean, he has this hold over you. Will you be able to actually get a title shot, though? Will this free you up at least one night to be a legitimate contender?
The way the contracts work, if I win tonight, when I win tonight, I will get that shot at the title. And I'm going to do my darndest to get everyone barred from ringside when I get that title opportunity to make sure it's one-on-one, because there is not a man on this roster that can go toe-to-toe with Jack Pride.
Well, folks, there you have it. Jack Pride, a guy who's been, it seems, continually shafted by Dylan Stone and his army of goons. But you know what, Jack? We wish you the best tonight. And all I can say is it's a sad place where we're finding you, but hopefully there's a way out.
Hey, thanks a lot. And if you think that I'm not going to get out from under this horrible circumstance, well, then you don't know Jack.
Fans, backstage here at CWC, I'm talking to a guy who's sort of, he may not be the champion of the company, but he sure seems to be the kingpin, talking about Dylan Stone. Dylan, I got to wonder, first of all, Jack Pride, you've got this guy as your slave, unwilling. You've got the champion who some people say is kind of a puppet to you. You seem to be the kingpin holding all the cards. Why?
Why am I the kingpin? I think you should ask, why am I not the kingpin? I am the king of diamonds. I am Dylan Stone. When you talk about I may not be the champion, I was the first and the greatest CWC champion. I rule over everything that I survey. Yeah, I may not have the title, but my partner, the sensational Sean Martins, he is the champ. S&M, Stone and Martins, we hold all the cards in this company.
So would you say as him being the current champion, he may just be just a step higher than you in the pecking order right now?
S&M, we're equal. As long as one of us holds the belt, that's all that matters. Because again, this is a kingdom. This is how we rule over everyone. We keep everyone down below us, which is where they deserve and where they belong.
Now, why Jack Pryde? Why have you been a constant a pain to this guy? What has he done so much to get your wrath? And now he's your slave.
What have I done to him? It should be what he has done to me over the last year. He was the person who unceremoniously unthroned me from being the first and the greatest CWC champion. So I wanted revenge. I wanted a little bit from him. I wanted to take everything that he took from me. So I'm taking his life. I'm taking his career. And that's why I beat him back in April in a ladder match to take his contract, take his career, and take his life. And I will do with it as I see fit.
And just exactly how long do you plan to hold this guy down?
Until he quits.
Tonight, there is a battle royal that will determine a number one contender for the championship belt. Jack Pryde wins that. He may have a bit of a loophole at least one night to get a fair shot. How do you feel about that?
He may have a loophole. He may have a lot of things in life. The thing is, as we talk about, this is the kingdom. This is the king of diamonds, the king of stone. This is what we do. We will keep him down. He may have a loophole here, but we've been writing these contracts and we've been writing the rules ever since the CWC came into existence.
Well, you know what? I took a look at the list of some of the guys entered in here. There's also some other guys that are high talented caliber guys coming in that you may not know who may actually win this and take a shot. What would you feel about having somebody like Michael Richard Blaze or Scotty Justice or even Heavy Metal messing with your guys' affair?
Again, you talk about some great men there. You talk about Scott Justice. You talk about Michael Richard Blaze, both men feuding over the Commonwealth title. You talk about Heavy Metal, again, a former champion in his own right. There are a lot of men on the star-studded roster, but there's only one king. That is the King of Diamonds, Dylan Stone.
And what do you got planned for tonight, Dylan, as you're going out there tonight? We're sitting here before the matches. What can I expect to see you do tonight?
You can expect to see me win. You can expect to see me to do what I always do, and that's be the best in that ring.
This battle royal will be to determine a number one contender for your championship.
Yes, that's right. September 24th, we're going to be doing Game of Throws. And at that event, that's where we're going to have CWC Heavyweight Champion Sean Martins face whoever wins this battle royal.
Now, you know what? I'm looking over some of these names. Like I said, I'm rather new. I have seen T.S. Cutler, and I have seen Jude Dawkins wrestle before. Some of the other names I have not seen, but I do see, like, Michael Richard Blaze, an incredible talent, Scotty Justice, those two guys had just been feuding in RCW over the Commonwealth title. The East Coast Luchador Frenetico, Heavy Metal. Like, these are some great names. And what do you expect to see out of this match? Is there anyone that you have your eye on and think, well, this guy really has a chance to make a move here?
Well, I think that everybody's got a fair chance, and I think that's the point, is that we go for the best. We strive to bring in the absolute best talent we can. So really, I mean, you run this table, I could see anybody coming out of this. Just because they're newcomers to the CWC, for example, doesn't mean that they don't have a chance. I would argue that, you know, someone like Scott Justice could have just as easy a chance as, say, even Dylan Stone, who has been a consistent mainstay of the company from the very beginning.
Well, you know what? Battle Royals are always an exciting thing. Fans, I'm really looking forward to this tonight, but who do we else have else coming on the card?
We're also going to be having a tag team match a little later on. We haven't quite decided. We have some mystery opponents for that one. One of the newcomers, a man by the name of Joseph Owl, is going to be fighting the self-proclaimed chairman of the CWC in Johnny Kickass. That match I'm looking forward to. Johnny Kickass is always a very dynamic and very action-packed wrestler, so it's going to be really exciting stuff.
Backstage here at CWC. Got a chance to talk to Johnny Kickass. Johnny, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm great. Tonight, we're going to see some great wrestling out of CWC. What have you got on your plate tonight?
Tonight I'm going to be facing my former tag team partner. I was wrestling under a different name at the time. We were the A-Team, so that's pretty exciting. It's been a long time since I've been in the ring with them.
Now, there's no bad feelings here. You seem pretty happy. What kind of match can I expect?
I think just pretty classic. You know, we're not going out there to kill each other, but we're going to go out there, and we're definitely going to compete. You know, we're going to work hard, and we want to entertain the fans, and we really want to try and give it our all.
Well, you know what? This sounds exciting. It's kind of a nice breath of fresh air finally talking to somebody who's going to go out there and have some fun. It seems like everyone wants to kill each other these days, but you know what? We want to wish you the best of luck, and hopefully you and your partner can put on a classic show.
Thank you very much, and that's what we're hoping to. Wish us luck, and I guess I'll see you around.
I had a chance to talk to Johnny Kickass earlier. He said, this is his former partner, and that they plan to, go out there and have a very, he's very excited to go out and have a very noble, fair, and it's refreshing to hear that, to see a match where two guys are just going to go out and wrestle and just try and show, who's got the better talent at that moment, not who's the bigger dog in the yard, but trying to show some real talent. I find that a little refreshing.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's nothing better than two competitors just leaving it all out on the mat and just giving it their all, and hopefully there can be a handshake afterwards. You never want to see animosity between two former partners. You know, it's best if they can just put out a good, clean match.
All right, and what else do we have on for tonight?
We're going to be seeing Heavy Metal and Scott Justice taking on Michael Richard Blaze and Frenetico. Now, that match I cannot wait for. I think these are four of the most dynamic people I've seen in a long time. I've been with the CWC for a very long time now, and these newcomers are bringing such a fresh new take on things. It's going to be fantastic.
You know, hi fans, I'm here at CWC backstage. The show hasn't started, but you know what? I see an old familiar face, a guy we've had on many different shows, Heavy Metal. Heavy Metal, how you been doing, brother?
I'm doing great, my friend. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. You know what? We're here tonight in my hometown of Black Falls, which is bizarre. I never knew wrestling would ever be in my hometown. But we're here, and you're here, part of CWC's card tonight, and you've got two very important matches for you. One, you've got a battle royal, and two, a tag team match. You and Scotty Justice taking on Michael Richard Blaze and Frenetico.
Yes, sir. Let's touch base on that battle royal we have tonight, because history has proven Heavy Metal to be quite the commodity in a battle royal. Let's rewind a couple years here. When Heavy Metal went to Winnipeg, Manitoba, the 50-man Rumble to Remember, I entered number 3. I outlasted every other man. I beat 49 other men. I lasted over an hour. And tonight there's only 9. I'm walking out with a number 1 contendership.
Now, the CWC title, is that something you want to add to your collection of titles you've won? Because you've won many over the years.
I have won gold everywhere I've been, brother. And tonight, it's going to be no different. I'm going to earn my title shot here at CWC. I'm going to put that title on my mantle.
Well, you know what? It's obviously been, we haven't seen you for a bit, but I know you've been out there traveling along, doing your business. What can we expect for Heavy Metal in the future?
Be on the lookout for me, man. I'm back with a vengeance. I was out for a little bit with a torn MCL injury, but now I'm back. I'm 110%, and I'm ready to tear it up, man. You're going to see me tonight in this battle royal. We got quite the tag match. Just be on the lookout for Heavy Metal. CWC is a great place. I got a phone call. These guys wanted to know if I'd come, and so far we've been tearing it up, so it's been a lot of fun. I can't wait to kick some faces and collect some envelopes.
Well, you know what? One last question I'm going to ask. Now that you're back on the scene, you're taking bookings, obviously. Because you're not a regular at CWC here, you're all over the place. If I want to book you, I'm listening to this show, how do I book Heavy Metal?
You can go through heavymetalwrestling@gmail.com. Drop me an email and get in touch with me that way. That's probably the easiest way to get in touch with me.
Well, you know what? I wish you luck, even though you probably don't need it. You're a grizzled veteran who's been in there and knows his stuff. Good luck tonight, and hopefully we'll see you in the near future.
Thank you, brother. Talk to you soon.
It's kind of ironic, too, because I'm new to the CWC, but I am definitely old school with these guys. The four of these guys I have seen many times over the years, interviewed many times, and you know what? even the pairing of them is rather exciting. I mean, I know Heavy Metal and Scott Justice have teamed before in the past in the Winnipeg area. They were a formidable team. Michael Richard Blaze and Frenetical, they too have had business together, and they've had business against each other. So it's good to see them coming together for this. I can't even, you know what, this is an exciting matchup. You know, Heavy Metal, definitely a grizzled veteran, a mat-based wrestler, heavy hitter, mixing with Scotty Justice, who is all over the place, high flyer, with some incredible aerial moves. And, you know, that one-wing angel is one thing you got to watch out for. But then the flip side, some people say that Michael Richard Blaze is number one, probably the best wrestler in the West Coast, like in all of Western Canada. And he's a guy who I see in the future someday of going to the WWE. And Frenetico, well, he's proven himself to be the venerable guy who can take a beating, but he never goes down. And I got to say, this is some really exciting matchup. And fans, hopefully later we'll get a chance to talk to them. And I just think this is a great for CWC to have such a focus on some new talent also.
Absolutely. As I say before, the focus of the CWC is to constantly be bringing the best talent, the best opportunities to those that really want to go for it. I mean, we have wrestlers from all over, different regions, different territories, that are just excited to be here to try to go for that prestige, to get to the top of the mountain, because we are sitting at the pinnacle.
Now, you know what? One question I want to ask you, Commissioner, this is not trying to get on the personal side of things, but I did have a chance to interview your champion, and he was very heavy critical about the booking of CWC, and he said he felt that you were not doing the job that you should be doing, and he had a lot of bad words. Do you usually have a problem with this guy? Because he seems like rather opinionated about a lot of things. Fans, I'm sitting backstage here with CWC champion Sean Martins. Sean, going into your third month as champion, and tonight you have the potential to be facing an unknown contender. There's a battle royal being held, 10 guys going at it, there's some big names in there. At the end, you are the target on everyone's list.
Well, aren't I always the target on everyone's list? I'm the CWC champion, and honestly, it doesn't really matter to me who wins this battle royal. I am a pure elite wrestler, and they're all a bunch of flipping spot monkeys. So, regardless of who wins tonight, whether it be the Cheetah Bear or Pride or even Dylan, I'm going to hold my own and leave tonight at Primal Instinct as your CWC champion.
Now, are there any concerns? There's some unknown factors in there. Guys like Michael Richard Blaze, guys like Scotty Justice, Heavy Metal, some well-known, well-traveled guys who may not have been too much around this neck of the woods who be coming at you too.
I don't think concern is really the word for it. The word that I would use is I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued at this competition coming at me from around the world. I'm just going to prove to that competition from around the world why I'm the CWC champion.
Now, you know what? Some of the readers had asked me to ask this one question, and I'd like to have you calm down before you answer this. Please do not go off the handle. This isn't me just asking this. But there has been some people that say that, while you are the champ, you are kind of the puppet to Dylan Stone.
What? How dare you? How dare you insinuate that I'm Dylan's puppet? I'm the CWC champion, and he's nothing.
Okay, sorry. I just, you know, people just...
He's over.
I try to maintain professionalism. My job is to be a professional. I think that our booking has been fantastic. I think our fans would argue that it's been fantastic, and ultimately they're the deciding factor. Sean Martins has his opinions. He always has had his opinions, and he and I have on occasion not seen eye to eye. I do my best as the commissioner to try to maintain a lack of bias. I don't want to get into it with him. However, if he does have any issues with his bookings or feels that we haven't provided him with the challenge, it's my responsibility to go out and find somebody who is going to fulfill that role.
Well, you know what, Commissioner? It sounds like tonight is going to be an interesting night. We're looking forward to some great talent out there. We're going to look for some great fans. They're already filing in here, and it's rather early. So let's go out there, watch the matches, and afterwards we're going to sit and we're going to discuss with the fans what we saw, what happened, and what's going forward for the CWC.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Well, fans, Primal Instinct is over.
And we are just about wrapping up this first edition of this month in the CWC. Got to tell you, it was an exciting card. The crowd, wow, what a great crowd. There must have been at least 200 people here. Very energetic, very loud, very happy to cheer on their heroes and boo the villains. And you know what? Looking around, the fans were really, really into it tonight. But you know what? Let's get into the matches. I did not get a chance to meet up with Commissioner Bob Gordon. We were going to go over the card together. I know he had a lot of things to deal with. There were some crazy things that happened, and let's get right to them. As advertised, there was a 9-man battle royal, with the winner being guaranteed a shot at CWC champion Sean Martins at the end of the night. However, fate would dictate that Sean Martins would not be putting his belt up tonight, and I'm going to tell you why. First of all, let's get into that battle royal. Some of the highlights of it had a great laugh at the expense of Xander Price, who got into the ring, started boastering and carrying on so much so that just about, I think he might have even eaten, legitimately ate eight super kicks at the same time as all the men turned on him and nailed him with a super kick. It was a hilarious sight. Needless to say, Xander Price did not go very much further. There was a lot of tension between Heavy Metal and Scotty Justice directed towards Michael Richard Blaze and Frenetico, they being scheduled later on that night. Anyone who's been watching a bit of CWC knows there's been a lot of tension and a lot of dislike between Heavy Metal and Michael Richard Blaze. But we'll get to that in a minute. Other things to note, at the end of the match of this battle royal, it came down to Jude Dawkins and Dylan Stone. These two bitter rivals, potentially setting up what would have been a very interesting main event. Had Jude Dawkins won, here's a guy who's been a legitimate threat to Sean Martin's title for a while now. But what if Dylan Stone had won tonight, you know? Here's Sean Martin's tag team partner in the highly successful S&M tag team. Does he put the... Would he fight his tag team partner? Well, as it was, it ended up going to a legitimate no contest as the two men eliminate each other at the same time. Folks, I can tell you, I was sitting right there in the second row looking right... It was on my side that it came down. I saw for sure. I took a look as they fell. They hit the ground at the same time. Referees came out, officials came out. In the end, Bob Gordon decided that Jude Dawkins and Dylan Stone would face each other later that night in the main event, and that Sean Martins would not be defending his title tonight, but that he would in fact put his belt up against the winner of the Jude Dawkins-Dylan Stone match tonight at the next card. Well, fair enough, but you know what? Sean Martins did not take too kindly to I'm not sure. I got to admit, it's nice, refreshing to see a heel champ anyways, who isn't just going to hide away in the back. Sean Martins came out, said he was very disappointed but not be able to put his belt up, not being able to show the fans his skills, but he would give a non-title shot to anybody in the back who wanted to come out and face him. Well, that challenge was answered by T.S. Cutler. The wild, crazy party man from Sylvan Lake came out, and in a surprising victory, beat Sean Martins. Let that sink in for a sec, folks. Sean Martins was beaten by T.S. Cutler in the title match. Hey fans, backstage here at the CWC show, got a chance to talk to T.S. Cutler. T.S. Cutler, you came out and answered a challenge by the champion. You got a pinfall in a non-title match that's got to put you in contention. How does that make you feel?
Oh, I'm feeling good, baby. The Red Rocker, he's here to stay. And the champ, looks like I might not know who it is. Triple threat. Either way, Jude Dawkins, Dylan Stone, Sean Martins, whoever wins that triple threat, better know the Red Rocker's coming for you, baby.
Now Sean Martins not only got to worry about who he's going to face in the next month, if he wins, he's got to be looking over his shoulder now at T.S. Cutler, because T.S. Cutler has definitely moved himself, I would say, in the top of the rankings. I mean, a non-title pin over a champion is always... fast track success. Now, Should next month Sean Martins not retain his title and lose it to one of the two guys that he is supposed to be fighting that I'll tell you about at the end of this match, well, that means I still think T.S. Cutler is still going to be in that top contention. Those kind of big key victories get you looked at. All right, well, let's move on to the next thing, the tag team match. Heavy Metal, Scott Justice taking on Frenetico and Michael Richard Blaze. Now, anyone who knows these guys knows there's always been a tension here in the CWC between Michael Richard Blaze and Heavy Metal. Add to the fact that Heavy Metal's tag team partner, the prodigal son, Scotty Justice, has just came off losing his coveted RCW Commonwealth title to Michael Richard Blaze a week before this occurred. So there was a lot of tension going on here, a lot of hatred, a lot of people wanting to get redemption maybe. As it was, these four guys went at it tooth and nail. Probably the biggest highlight right in front of me, like, you know, 2 feet away from me. Michael Richard Blaze is outside past the railing. He manages to go running across, jumps up onto the steel railing, those skinny steel railings. We're not talking, you know, some big gate here. This is those skinny railings they have at just about any sporting event, the rounded top even. He runs onto it, runs across it, and comes down and nails Heavy Metal with a move. Definitely no love lost between these guys. In the end, however, Scotty Justice and Heavy Metal managing to squeak out the victory over Michael Richard Blaze and Frenetico. Then we move on to the next match. Kind of a neat attraction match as Johnny Kickass was getting into a battle with his former tag team partner, Joseph Owl. Now, they started off with a handshake and everything seemed like this was going to be a very athletic gentlemanly contest. But Joseph Owl couldn't help but start taking little jibes, you know, doing little flourishes, maybe getting a little bit too much in the face of Johnny Kickass, to the point that Mr. Kickass lost it and proceeded to take a chair and destroy Joseph Al. He may have taken the match, but Joseph Al, I think, got a free ride to the hospital that night. That's right, folks. He had to actually legitimately be carried out on a stretcher. We're talking like facility first aid responders that were there for the facility itself, being a sportsplex, had to actually remove him on a stretcher and take him to the ambulance, which actually took him to the hospital. I have not yet heard any updates yet on Mr. Owl. We wish him a speedy recovery. Johnny Kickass, though, gotta wonder what's in this guy's mind. I mean, tonight he made a transition from being the lovable goof to something a lot more scarier and a lot more deadlier, and I think we're going to be seeing that. The show's over, fans. I'm sitting here with Johnny Kickass. Johnny, what the heck happened out there? You told me you were going to go out, you were going to fight your former partner. That was not a fair fight. That was just an ambush. What was that all about?
You know, it was all fun and games, and then the fans turned on me. They started cheering for him, clapping for him. He's been in the CWC one damn day. I've been here since the beginning, since its inception. I put in the work. I come out every single month. I'm here for these fans, and they cheer for him. They cheer for that worthless piece of garbage. What was I supposed to do? What was I supposed to do? He's lucky I didn't level him with my chair.
Yeah, you know what? For a minute there, I really thought you were going to. Obviously, you came to your senses?
No. It has nothing to do with that. See, the fans wanted to see it. They wanted to see me level him. I'm not going to give them that. I refuse. They don't deserve to see that from me. If I'm going to attack him with a chair, if I'm going to take him out, it's on my terms, and not because some little small-town hillbillies wanted me to.
Well, folks, there you have a clearly agitated Johnny Kickass.
One of my highlights of the night for me was watching a 7-year-old girl, like three seats over from me, spent the entire match screaming, "Get the chair, hit him with the chair, hit him with the chair." Johnny Kickass's signature, carrying around that chair with the bullseye on it. Well, when he finally did yield it, folks, it was not what the fans really, I think, wanted. And I'm pretty sure Joseph Owl will tell you that it's nothing he wanted. All right. Well, moving on now to the main event. Jude Dawkins and Dylan Stowe. The two of these men went at it tooth and nail. the cheetah bear coming out and showing Mr. Stone that he wanted nothing more to be the man. Dylan Stone, of course, his arrogance, his brilliance coming out. In the end of this match, however, ended up going to a double pin off a suplex. Both men pinning each other at the same time, shoulders down. Confusion. Who is going to face Sean Martins next month in Sylvan Lake for the next event? Well, you know what? It was decided by Commissioner Bob Gordon that next month it is going to be a triple threat match. Dylan Stone, Jude Dawkins, and Sean Martins facing each other in a triple threat match at the Game of Thrones. Fans backstage here, the show is over. Got a chance to talk again to Jude Dawkins. Jude, you went in tonight into this Battle Royal. You end up, in a weird way, co-winning it with Dylan Stone. You guys have to face each other in a main event match. Once again, no clear winner. There's got to be some frustration there.
You know, I came in here for one thing. To eat, sleep, and kill Dylan Stone. I didn't accomplish that tonight, and so it's not a win for me. Even though I'm facing him and Sean Martins in a triple threat next month, this isn't a win.
Where do you go from here, man? Where do you go? It seems like every time you set out to do something, something's derailing you.
You know what? All I can do is set my sights on the next match. You know, Jack did me a solid in the Battle Royale. We're cool now. But right now, it's not the time for friends. It's time to take out S&M. Both Dylan and Sean Martins, they are dead to me. They only need to worry about two things. Their face, my knee.
Hey, Jude.
CWC champion Sean Martins has had a very rough night. First of all, you came out through an open non-title challenge, and T.S. Cutler came out, and he got the win.
He cheated. He cheated. I had him in the submission hold. He gave up. He quit. And referee Ken Kind, he counted a pin. I don't understand. I don't get it. I had him beat. He gave up.
Well, you know what, champ? This obviously is going to have some ramifications down the road. Obviously, T.S. Cutler is going to be in a top contention. But let's also talk about what happened tonight between Jude Dawkins and your tag team partner, Dylan Stone. They both won the Battle Royal. They went to a no finish. Now you find yourself defending your belt in a three-way battle, the kind of match where you can lose your belt if someone else gets pinned.
Yes, I do. But what all of your sycophant readers need to understand, and what that cheetah bear Jude Dawkins needs to understand, is it's a triple threat match, but he's in there with S&M, probably the greatest tag team in Alberta history. So I really have no worries of leaving Game of Thrones as the CWC champion.
No concern that your partner might decide this would be a moment to get his hands on the glory.
He's not that smart.
Well, there you have it, folks. A very emotional champion.
That's right, folks. The Game of Thrones next month, September 24th in the Sylvan Lake Arena. This is going to be another hot card. I got to tell you, it was a fun night of wrestling. The fans, phenomenal. It was a really good time. CWC is proving itself to be a very alternative family event. I mean, I'm refreshing to go to an indie wrestling event and not hear one person swear at the crowd, to see these wrestlers, even the hated ones, acting with a little more decorum, and definitely finding their niche and finding their fan base. The fans seem very dedicated to CWC, and we're going to be keeping an eye on CWC for the next little while. Be sure to tune in as we're going to continue our coverage as best we can for every month, hopefully. And we look forward to seeing you down the road at more editions of this month in the CWC. I'm your host, the legend T. James Logan, signing off and saying, support indie wrestling. You live in Central Alberta. Support local indie wrestling, too.
This Month in Alberta Wrestling has been brought to you by the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network T-Shirt Store. Check out www.whatamaneuver.net/Edmonton-SPN for all the latest styles, colors, and sizes of some great T-shirts, and help support the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. The Edmonton Sports Podcast Network is available on iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, and Google Play Music. For more information on the network, please check us out on Facebook, on Twitter at EdmontonSPN, or visit our website at EdmontonSPN.podbean.com.